Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. That's how you ready, check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sipped the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad health, my voice excels from the avenue to jail cells. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Brooklyn Black, and this is the pregame. Couple things, you know, I want to get out and get on the air before I open up these phone lines, before I let the chat line go and we start getting into topics. Pretty much, you know, it's the holiday weekend, Memorial Day, big up, have fun. But also, party safe, you know what I mean? If you're driving, get a cab, number hell, call in, tell us where you at, we'll call you a cab, you dig? Want everybody to be safe. Be alert, have fun this holiday weekend. Also, too, first time ever in pregame history, two things is going on. One of the artists that's featured this week, he will actually be on the line to take your criticism, not personally, but, you know, face-to-face while he's there, to taking your feedback and everything like that. So that's the first time this has happened in the pregame. Also, too, another first for this show is I've actually taken a comment, a link that I've taken off of my Facebook page, and because of the Facebook buzz around this one comment, I made it a topic. Now, this show is all about, you know, being opinionated, having meetings of the mind, anything like that. One thing I'm not going to pretty much tolerate on the show, any mudslinging, name calling, things like that, because, you know, a person don't agree with your view. It's the media of the minds. We swapping opinions. This is how we're doing it. So like I said, if you feel, you know, you won't be able to hold your composure, especially about MJ, I know how people get about Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? I see the hands up. Give me a second. Let me get all this out. And we can get right into the phone lines. So like I said, no, there's no mudslinging, no disrespect, you know, nothing on the personal level. We all good. The subject is MJ and Dr. Conrad Murray being officially charged with the homicide of Michael Jackson. But before I get into that, anyone in the greater New York area with nothing to do tonight, right now, if you get yourself to pair 40 and you got $30 on you, you can take part in the show, stop a boat ride. All you got to do is send a text message to area code 845-821-5610. If you have a BlackBerry, hit them up on the BBM. That is 313-012-AC. All right, so like I said, if you guys ain't got nothing to do tonight, you in the NYC area, get down to Chelsea Piers, Pier 40, $30 tickets. They're having DJs, strippers for the ladies, and anything like that. So hit them up, and you want to go to that. Also, too, tonight for people in the Brooklyn area, Manhattan area, there's a cocktail hour show going down all night at the Memorial Day weekend party at the Brandon Salon. That's 603 Vanderbilt Avenue in Brooklyn. Check it out. Also, too, they're giving out prizes for the sexiest military dressed costume. Ladies in the sexiest military outfit, you're going to get a prize, and there's no cover. So just show up. They got free shots, prizes, games, all that good stuff. All right? So check those guys out. Check the guys out. Let me know how it is. Also, too, this portion of the programming is brought to you by Tough Wire Consulting. Check them out if you got problems with your phone bill being too high, cable bill, whatever. Any type of consulting, check these guys out. TUFFWIRE@gmail.com. Send them an email, mention pregame radio, get a discount off your first consulting fee. All right. We got a couple people, you know, in the chat. What's going on, everybody? Talk to me. What's going on? Open the phone lines up. Tell me where you pregaming at. Tell me how you pregame. What's popping in your neck of the woods. Hey, you might get some extra people to your spot. I'm opening up the phone lines, opening up from someone out of the 224. Area code 224, you alive in the pregame. What's going on?
Hello?
All right, area code 224. Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, this is Stormy, a.k.a. Tasha B. I sent out a broadcast to a couple of you guys earlier. I'm pregaming out in Rockland County, and I just wanted to speak a little bit of peace out here on the radio and give shouts out to my man, Brooklyn Black. And
all right, thank you.
Everybody.
Hello, you still there, Cole?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so where you pregaming at exactly in Rockland County? What's going on out there? Where's the party at?
Actually, everybody's at Dave and Buster's right now watching the fight, so that's the big event going on out here, UFC 114, 114. Everybody come out if you're in Rockland area. Come out and celebrate with us. It's a good party going on. Come out, have a few drinks, but get home safe. We will call a cab for you.
Yeah, like I said, call in pregame radio. Send me a text if you know how to get me. Tell me where you at. We'll get you cab service. If not, this show, part two, coming up at 12:30. We got a co-host. Well, one of the many co-hosts of the pregame, that's Ebony, who's in the building. Ebony, what's going on?
Hello.
Hi, Ebony. Are you pregaming tonight, or are you just taking it easy today?
No, I'm fine. Hello?
Yeah, are you pregaming tonight, or are you just taking it easy tonight?
Son, hello?
All right, we can't hear you. Try hitting us back in a minute. All right, let me see. Matter of fact, let's get into a couple more events going down. Let's get into a couple more events that we got going on and anything like that. Coming up on the 4th of this month, my homegirl Alexis, she's having her 22nd birthday party at Club Providence. That's 311 West 57th Street between 8th and 9th Avenues. Everyone's free before 12, reduced by 1 a.m. on. If you get there by one before one, you're on the reduced guest list. What you want to do, get to the door. You say, I'm here for Alexis' party. You in there dressed to impress fellas. No jeans, no boots, none of that. Ladies, don't put on no Uggs. You're not getting in. Uggs and spandex will not get you in. Throw on the heels, the freakum dress, all that. Get in, have a good time. Celebrate with her for her birthday, all right? Also, too, once again brought to you by the Showstoppers going on the 5th. It's the Freakum Dress versus the Tennis Skirt event going down at the New Rock Lounge, 26 Lafayette Avenue in Suffern, New York. So anybody in Rockland County, you can do that. It's a 21-over event. If you don't have any ID, you're not getting in. Right, there'll be drink specials all night. Like I said, it's a free party, so just go there, be dressed, have your ID, and you're good. The sexiest lady in a Freakum Dress or a Tennis Skirt, you get a free bottle of Nuvo. So like I said, get there, get good. 845-821-5610 is the number you want to text for info. Also, too, Rockland County, once again, stand up. One of your own, Vanessa Alvarez, will be performing live at the world-famous Apollo Theater in Harlem on the 9th. That's 253 West 25th Street in Harlem. Of course, who doesn't know where the Apollo Theater is at? If you want some information, you want to contact 845-467-2070 or 212-531-5300. Tickets are also available through Ticketmaster, so that's real big. You got an event, and Ticketmaster is, you know, selling the tickets. You know, you're doing it big. You get a round of applause for that one. All right, so all right. I see we got all of our co-hosts back in the room. We got Eb. We got Jay. Jay, where are you at, man?
I'm here.
Where are you at?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, where are you pregaming at, man?
Oh, I'm in the home of the pregame. I'm right there in the lab.
Okay, you in the lab. All right, so talk to me, what's going on in your neck of the woods? What's popping in your end?
You mean on the social scene, or you just mean in general?
In general, what you working on, man? I know you're working on some big things coming out of your store or whatever, so I figured this is your time to promote that.
Oh, right now we got the release of the EVO coming out. as far as cell phones go, that's going to be like the best thing since sliced bread. It's going to have a 1 gigahertz processor. You're going to be able to run Wi-Fi devices off of it. It's going to be awesome stuff. It's coming out June 4th.
All right, so and for those who don't know how to get to your store, tell them how to get there.
That 2460 Grand Concourse, that's the Grand Concourse at 188th Street. You can reserve yours for $50. Be the first.
I also, too, no credit, no social, you owe Sprint money, come see these guys. Tell them I sent you, get $5 off your next accessory, all right? Also, too, I know Ab, she's on the line. She got her cheesecake thing popping off. Ab, you with us or are you still busy?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's up? I was having a little technical difficulty a moment ago. Good evening, pre-gamers. What's good?
What's up, Ab?
What's popping? How are you?
All right,
hold on. No. We ain't even going to talk about that right now. We're going to get back to this accessory thing. So you mean to tell me, if I hear the pregame and I live all the way out in, I don't know, downtown Brooklyn somewhere, or all the way out in Flatbush, and I take a trip to the Bronx just to go give you guys some business, all I'm getting off is $5 off the accessory? Come on, son, that's the coffee I spent. Come on, I can't get a better deal than that.
So pretty much we paying your coffee for coming out.
All right, you know what? We're going to rock with that. That's
free,
what's up.
You got a free trip.
No. All right, that's what's up. We're going to rock with that.
We're going to take a short break right now. What we're going to do, we're going to play one track from our featured artist, Luckily Mr. Newsig, and we try to get him on the line so you guys can tell him.
What's the name of the song?
This first song I'm gonna play, it's not a new song, but it's the song that sparked his buzz in the Rockland County area.
What's the name
of the song? Okay. She's a little impatient. I might have to get muted for a second. I'm trying to, you know, present this thing. Like Obama say, chill, I got this. All right. Like I said, this is the first song that sparked this whole controversy, the whole buzz in Rockland County. This is the song that did it. It's the I Love New City remix. All right, so like I said, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to let y'all hear that. Listen to it. Tell me what y'all think, all right? It's Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black.
No city, no city. Young kids think Capricorn.
Oh, man, yes! This is the official New City Anthem as featured on the front page of Journal News and Channel 12,
Lucky.
Channel 2.
It's me.
Lucky me,
I
the controversial song, I Love New City. Now sing along.
No city, no city.
How'd it go?
Young kids think Capricorn.
Come on.
My city, no city. Nice friends, nice cars, nice clothes. Friends. You know it's New City. New city, young kids being cast for coke. They know with my city, new city. Nice friends, nice cars, nice clothes.
Lucky me. What you caught make your body feel good.
Uh-huh.
80 for the gram trees in the backwood. Got your friends in your V. You know who it be. The kid with the goods. Get you high like a tree. Get a little gas. Palisades. Hell no. Nyack is whack. Got E. Got snow. Push a little rag. Sometimes hydro. You might get a deal. I don't like your hell no. These kids got bread. You can tell. Rip jeans. I speak because I know. Because they bread come to me. Catch me at the bowling alley looking for a slut. They all do drugs, they all wear Uggs.
Yeah.
You wonder why you're broke and your girl ain't pretty. Take my advice, go visit New City.
No
smoking by the planes, chilling by the festa. Main Street be popping, girls got their dress up.
Yep.
Niggas don't care, still hit, see, catch up.
Yeah.
The pills, the E, the Y got me.
I don't think they got that right, back that up.
Take my advice.
Go visit New City.
Take my advice, go visit
New City. New city, young kids been cast for coke. You know it's my city, new city. Nice friends, nice cars, nice clothes. You know it's new city, young kids been cast for coke. You know it's my city, new city. Nice friends, nice cars, nice clothes.
Yeah. I love New City cause New City got love for me. Yeah. When I blow New City, I can come with me. I'm a king, rock town, and let my record speak. Yeah. Y'all play my songs, now y'all wanna see me leave. So I love y'all, listen to the track. Okay. I'm not rich yet, but I gotta give back. Shout out to Jimmy, N.A., Kate, John, Minogue, Dr. Duke, Stephanie. Wait, not being mean, y'all, I really need y'all. Calling with the Dutch, light it up, we call it ping pong. Turn me up, I gotta rep that town. Nice cars, big cribs, make a poor man frown. Nyack is okay. People kinda shitty. We right by the water, but it's not New City. All I gotta do is call my dude Jimmy. We quick cab, now I'm back in New City.
New City, New City. Young kids spend cash for coke. You know it's my city. New City. Nice cribs, nice cars, nice clothes. You know it's New City. New City. Young kids spend cash for coke. You know it's my city. New City. Nice cribs, nice cars, nice clothes.
Yeah, thank you, Juliana.
If I could see it on you,
Amina.
All right, y'all, we are back live up in the pregame. It's me, Brooklyn Black. That was just the first joint, like I said, that sparked the buzz, that sparked the controversy of Lucky Me and Mr. New City. That was the I Love New City remix. Call us live on the line right now. Jay, what did you think on that?
That's what's up. I like it.
I remember this one. It was cool. I saw a couple of Lucky Me videos. You guys can Google that. You can Google them. You can see a whole bunch of them. Shouts out, by the way. He has a dancer in the video. He goes by the name of Stud Muffin. This guy will make you laugh. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Good thing you guys are saying that because we actually got Mr. New City himself. Lucky Me is on the line, so he's hearing what you guys are saying firsthand. Lucky Me, what's going on?
Yo, you get me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Yo, you get me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yo, yeah, my bad, my bad. I had to pause. I'm watching the Laker game. What's going on? What's going on?
All right, well, what's going on? You heard the feedback on your I Love New City joint. You know, is there anything else you want to put out there before I even tell you put everybody on about your new joint that you just recorded?
I just wanted to throw out there, if anybody listening, that New City track was like one of those play-around tracks that never thought that nobody would even pay attention to, and it happened to be one of my, if not the biggest song as far as people knowing me by. But, you know, I'm happy people like it, you know what I'm saying? It's a real track. The new track, I wrote it because, I don't know, I was feeling a certain type of way on my show. My baby mother called in, chewed me out a little bit, and it was a big controversy over that. And so
wow.
When I feel a certain type of way, I just make these tracks. And so, you know, I'm doing a mixtape.
That's awful. That's awful.
Yeah.
But I'm doing a mixtape with me and Static Selecta, and this is the first track off the mixtape. It's a 7-track mixtape, and this track right here.
All right, so with no further ado, I'm going to put this on. This is the new track. Like I said, he just recorded this today. World premiere Lucky Me joint. It's called Trouble Comes, all right? Y'all listen to it. Let me know what y'all think. We got him on the line. We, you know, that's what we do pregame. We'll be right back.
When trouble comes, call me K.S. When trouble comes, my family not get too tight. That's when trouble comes, popping my bubble gum, booking my knapsack, spraying up the wall, tagging up the thing jack. I used to play them jacks, I used to still restore. I got my butt beat, I went and stole some more. Black dust, funny, lucky me, kept the fade. Sipping on her 40 while my mama played spades. Black and white telly, middle child. Home, the notes I used to throw them out. BK Brown Bill, it was do or die. 9 kids, different daddy, who's on am I? My friends stay fly, my pocket rabbit is. Many nights I starve, and I shed them tears. Straight bullets, drug dealing with.
car. I see life like I see it. Never no gangbanger. But that fish, head off the water, I maintain it. Be deep for long enough, of course it brings anger. Low self-esteem and resentment towards strangers. Live familiar, no I'm not familiar. Fan calling my phone, but I ain't hearing ya. I'm about to die soon, so I gotta reach the moon first. Cause down on the earth, they've been hating me since my birth. For what it's worth, y'all made me a better man. I'm sorry, Stephanie, but you never understand. I'm psycho, I'm so out of my zone. Since Amari being gone, I can't commit to a home. So when you had joy and no mess, I couldn't celebrate. So I stayed away, with you he'll see better days. I'm guessing Kurt's for life, you know the roll of dice. This music is my life, I'm sorry. That's when trouble come. My family not built too tight. That's when the trouble come. That's when the trouble come. That's when the trouble come. My family not built too tight. That's when the trouble come.
All right, y'all, we are back live in the pregame. That was the world premiere of the new Lucky Me joint off this mixtape called When Trouble Comes. We got Lucky Me on the line, letting the host back on. Jay, what y'all think on that new one? Like, was it any different from the first track or what?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm feeling that one.
Yes, it to me, it had an... it had a early 90s underground feel to it with the music, with the flow. It sounded good. I like it. For you to just have came up with that and everything, the beat is real, you know, it's real smooth. It's not even so much R&B, but it's real, it has melody. It's real melodic. I liked it. That's what's up. And I don't like shit, so you know that.
All right, so... We got two thumbs up. I'm going to see if Stormy's still there with us. Stormy, you with us? Hello, Stormy. I hear all the music and the noise in the background. All right, so you're paying attention to something else. All right, so pretty much we're keeping that. Now, we got everybody on the line and all this. Ed, before we dig into the actual subject, who is our dumbass of the week?
Son... Actually, the list is quite long, but we're going to start out with our first dumbass of the week. Our first dumbass of the week would be the parents of 2-year-old Albi Saganda Rizal, who lives in a poor town in Indonesia. This boy is 2 years old, and there's video of him on the internet smoking a cigarette. According to his father, Muhammad, he got addicted when he was 18 months old. He only smokes one brand in particular, and his cigarette habit costs his parents $5 a day. Apparently, he needs to smoke at least 40 cigarettes a day, or he'll go into withdrawal. He starts to cry and have fits. Now, if anyone wants to view this for themselves, the link is on Brooklyn Black's page under the title of I Believe We Found Our Dumbass of the Week. It's a post from me to him, but anyone can click on it and you can see for yourself. The little boy, there's still pictures and there's videos. I saw the video myself and he is really smoking that cigarette. I encourage you all to go and check that shit out and see for yourselves. Okay? That shit is ridiculous.
Damn.
So I'm sorry, but I'm curious to know, what brand of cigarette does he smoke?
That information, though I tried to get it, I just couldn't. I don't know, but I'm sure it's whatever cheap brand they have out there in Indonesia. Okay, he's probably smoking a pack of GPCs. Remember those bootleg cigarettes they used to sell, those bootleg Newports? And it used to be, what they used to say it was Pataki, it was, Giuliani Pataki, and Clinton. He's probably smoking those, so I don't know. Yo, son, you crazy with this.
All right, so that's the dumbass of the week. Another dumbass of the week, I actually threw it in when we were wrapping up the show last week. A lot of people may not have heard it, but Spike TV, what the fuck? I do the pregame. I start it up. I get, you know, a little buzz. Next thing you know, Spike TV has a 20-minute show called the pregame.
Well, son, in all fairness.
No, and the research, no, the research has been done. Pregame radio was in existence before Spike TV premiered that joint. So.
Well, if you have proof of that, you got proof of that, son, then you have a suit. And I suggest that if Spike TV hasn't already done it, that you get the names, the pregame, copyrighted. How about that?
I got a great team of administrators, my Elite Eight, who get on top of stuff like that. So I want to thank y'all. Shout out to all of you guys. Shout out to all 326 people who rock with me on Facebook alone. Twitter, everybody else, thank you. I'm here with you. Also,
right.
Too, Jake, I know you told me about the dumbass of the week, right?
No. That was last
that happened
week
after job today?
No, that's
okay,
great.
Okay, so we're still on that. All right, so, Epic, we get into the straight nitty-gritty right now. Eb, I know you've been waiting for this all freaking day.
Not particularly, but, you know, if it's got to be done, then that's what it is.
It's got to be done because, like I said, this is the first time a status update of mine has drawn in so much controversy, so much backlash and feedback. I had to incorporate it into today's show. For those who don't know, what I'm talking about is Dr. Conrad Murray being officially charged with the homicide of Michael Jackson. All right, we have Amanda is on the line. She's been waiting. So we're going to get a quick, like I said, meeting of the minds. It's pretty much whatever we all spoke about on Facebook, just messaging. I'm going to keep it in civil manner. Also, to those who got people who they want to shout out, you talking soldiers fighting the war in Iraq and everything like that, call in, shout them out. This is what this show is for. This is pre-Memorial Day, all right? I'm going to let Amanda in the room. Let her get on the line. Amanda, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. So, me and probably a good majority of people in the room right now, we are big, you know, Michael Jackson fanatics. So, therefore, with your view, your opinion, you know, it kind of rubbed people the wrong way. What I would like you to do now is for you kind of to reiterate in a nutshell what your whole idea on the whole thing is.
All right, the whole thing basically comes down to a theory of mine that I have had since high school. The world is not black and white. It is made up of various shades of gray, okay? And this seems to be the biggest point with the whole argument was that I can sit there and respect his older music and respect him for what he did and even enjoy some of his older music. But the person that he became towards the end seriously freaked me out. And, like, for those of you who don't know me, I'm into Slipknot, Marilyn Manson. I'm a rocker. I do crazy things. I'm a freak myself. So for me to be freaked out by some of the things that he did and just how he presented himself and how he, like, his nose gives me nightmares to this day, you know. And, you know, as far as his disease went and everything else, like, it was a lot of what he did on a human level was disturbing. And he was obviously unhappy with himself. You know, okay, you know, he had I'm not even sure how to pronounce it, vitiligo?
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo, thank you. And So he bleached his skin. Okay, fine. But then does that explain why he was constantly trying to change the texture of his hair, why his nose kept getting thinner and thinner and thinner to the point where he had to putty it on? You know, it's perfectly acceptable to respect somebody's musical capabilities and not respect the person that they are. And that's what it all comes down to for me, in my opinion. And that is where I have to thank Dr. Conrad Murray for putting Michael Jackson out of my misery personally, because now there will be no new photos of that creepy nose. But further, for putting Michael himself out of his misery. You know, in many ways, you can almost consider it assisted suicide, which would make Murray more of a Dr. Kevorkian. But it's all, it all comes down to opinions. Like, this is my personal opinion. I really, to be completely honest, don't really care if anybody agrees with me or not. I'm not trying to get people to see it my way or to agree with me, because how you view him is how you view him. It's how you view anybody else. It's entirely up to you. That's about as nutshell as I can make it.
All right, so, Ed, I know you're a Michael Jackson fan. Because of you, I'm a Michael Jackson fanatic. So you hearing that from, let's not say a person who's a Michael Jackson hater, but just not a fan like we are. You hearing that, where does that put you? What type of mind frame does that have you
like
in right
I said,
now?
Like I said before, if you want to put it in a nutshell, who is anybody to judge the next person? And to do it off of information that has been said to you, nothing that you have proven, nothing that anyone else, is just speculation as far as I'm concerned. We don't know this. We, none of us knew this man personally enough to say, yeah, he was crazy, or yeah, he thought that being black was blasphemy. Real talk, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. Now, you could have had your opinion, whatever it is, how you thought about the man, but real talk, you were talking as if you knew him personally. You were talking as if everything that you had heard or seen or been exposed to was the truth. That is what I had the issue with, not what you said. Please, I've heard worse. It's like water off a duck's back. It doesn't matter. But it's the fact that you use your misinformation to personally attack the dude, when in all reality, you could have went to the next post. Real talk. You could have left him alone after you said what you said. You opened yourself up for other people's opinion. Like I said, not because of what you said, but because of how you said it. And then you contradicted yourself. And then you came back with some personal information that was totally unrelated to the subject.
I beg to differ. Let me interject here. The personal information that I came out with was due to direct statements of yours that were insulting to me.
Wait a minute. I'll let you speak your whole piece without interjection. So I'm going to expect you to do the same. Okay?
Fine.
I was not disrespectful to you.
Yes, you were.
One of your first things was, oh, this, that, and third, and you need to check yourself. Oh, wait a minute. There were several of us on that thread, and if you were speaking to someone in particular, then that's the person that you should have addressed, because your statements were so broad, it could have applied to any of us. I know what I said. I know what I said. That's just how I do, how I respond. Just like you disagreed with what you saw in the thread, or you felt it was good that it happened, I had an issue with that. So I said my piece, and I used strictly facts, not emotions, not how I was feeling personally about Michael, none of that, just the facts, period. Now, for you to say that I'm a freak myself, now you're putting yourself in the same boat as him. But you're pointing a finger at him. Come on, how you going to do that? Every finger you point at somebody is three fingers pointing back at you. Real talk. None of us.
Okay.
No, none
Real
of
talk?
Us know what goes on, and none of us know
Watch
what goes
your tone.
On in your personal life. For us,
Real talk. Watch
for,
your tone.
Right? Now you see.
Watch
this,
your tone.
This,
hold on, hold on.
This, wait,
hold
you see,
on.
Wait
hold
a minute.
On.
Now hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Like I said, you got other issues, and it ain't got nothing to do with Michael and who killed him, who didn't, or what you think about his nose. You got other deep-rooted stuff going
Would
on.
Would I be human if I didn't?
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
This
hold
is
on.
Not
now, sweetheart, you are insulting me again.
And
that's
your
sweetheart.
Issue right there. That's
I told you in the
right
first
there.
Place. You don't call me Mandy. You don't call me girly. You don't treat me like I'm 5 years old. And yet here you are doing it again. Speaking in a condescending tone.
And here you are, like a child, being
okay.
disruptive, being disruptive and raising your voice and thinking.
And you know what? I interrupt ignorance. I'm sorry.
Open up to tell
hold
me
on, hold on. Everybody
do.
Hold on. Okay,
you
people are getting muted.
One.
All right. Okay. Let's hold on. Let's hold on. Mm-hmm. Let's now say let's some other let's get some other people in. Amanda, stay on the line. Ev, stay on the line. We got more people who got stuff to say. Look, you got something to say?
I mean, you know how I am and how I feel about Michael. You know what I'm saying? You really know how I feel about Michael Jackson. I looked at, like, I didn't see the threat, but just listening. Like I said, it's her opinion, Mando, whoever she is. I think that's her opinion of how she personally feel. As far as the Michael thing, I just want to just throw in there that, I mean, I don't want to go out there and say that, oh, I'm happy that he's gone or it's like he was taken out of his misery or whatever. I mean, that man, his own person, if he chose to, you know, put on two noses on his face, that's, you know, that's up to him. That's his personal stuff. I love him for his music, and at the end of the day, that's where it stands. You know what I'm saying? That's what I remember him by, not by his face or what he did, his music, because that's what, you know, brought him into my life is his music.
All right, cool. So pretty much as someone else said in that thread, bottom line, everyone knows the MJ track. Everybody knows the MJ verse, whatever. Stormy, are you back with us? Can you hear us, Stormy, from Dave and Buster's in Rockland County?
Yeah, I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Definitely. Yeah, we got you. What's up?
All right, yeah, I just wanted to speak on it. You know what, I mean, it's been enough controversy in Michael Jackson's life. We have enough issues with that. What I feel like we should be doing, if you're a true fan of Michael Jackson, if you're not a fan, I really don't think you should speak on it. But if you're a fan of him and what he did with his music and what he did with his time and what he did for the community, then just remember him as he was before all of this controversy came out about him. And honestly, I'm really, really fed up with seeing so many arguments behind it and so much personal stuff coming out that had nothing to do with Michael Jackson himself. Everyone needs to keep in mind that he was a great artist. He provided us with great music, the things for our community, and that's where it should stand. And I agree with Lucky Me. Like, the music is what brought him into our lives, and that's how we should remember him, not with the things that are accusations. You can't pass judgment on anyone because of accusations, but we can all say that he was a great artist. He was the greatest entertainer in the history of music, and we'll stay that way.
I disagree. I've been more entertained by so many other artists.
Okay, so like I said, this is, you know, we're swapping opinions and everything like that. All right, we got 20 minutes left in the show. We're going to take one more final break. We're going to get back on this. We're going to wrap this thing up. You know what I'm saying? Open the phone lines up. I see there's people coming in the room. They want to talk. So this is what we're doing. We're going to take one more break, and I'm going to play the Memorial Day joint of the evening.
This here's a ballad for all the fallen soldiers. Same I'm about music. To show you how a hustler's life,
life,
a soldier's life, parallel. And the one thing they got in common, a mother's pain. Picture split screen. On one side you got a hustler getting ready for the block,
human being.
Other side you got a soldier getting ready for boot camp.
Life.
Both at war. Stay with
Did
us.
You ever notice
calling them, feeling his duty to fall in line with all of them. He's a soldier, rose through the ranks as the head of your household. Now it's time to provide bank like he's supposed to. Now just remember why he's gone to November. It's part of him growing up.
Your shirt soaks up your tears as he holds ya. Your heart beating so fast, beating his pulse up. Yeah, I know it sucks. Life ain't on rosebuds. A couple of speed bumps. You gotta take your lumps off the boot camp. The world's facing terror. Been Latin, been happening in Manhattan. Crack was anthrax back then, back when police was Al-Qaeda to black men. While I was out there hustling, sinning with no religion, he was off the wall killing for a living.
Did you ever notice before you
did?
Real
shit. My life right now.
So don't you worry about what you see.
Turn to years, years turn to how the fuck we making it here. My barracks average, couple fights a day. Get you locked in the hole, won't see the light of day. And I feel like I'm just writing my life away. I never thought shit could end up quite this way. It's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. I'm here for the good fight, only the fake run. I'm here for the purple heart if I can't take one. For my team and my siblings, what's my reason for living? I love my niggas more than anything else. This war's about my family, me, Neek, and the wealth. You don't understand our uses that men we felt. Till you become a five-star general. Shout out to my niggas that's locked in jail. POWs that's still in the war for real. For real. Coming to man, mm-hmm. This war's passing to him like Uncle Sam. He ain't gonna always make the right choice, understand. Every choice that he make, he make it for his fam. Step before the sun, and if he's gone, shine his memory. Don't cry, we all gonna die eventually. But if he's locked in the penitentiary, send him some energy. They all witness to me with some memory.
All right, we are back live in the pregame. For those just tuning in, we are talking on the whole MJ and Dr. Conrad Murray being officially charged with the homicide of Michael Jackson, one of the greatest. We have Amanda calling in who is on one side of the fence, and we got Eb on the other side, and, you know, hopefully they can still keep it civil and not get too personal as we keep going on with this. Right now, like I said, we are focused on the case with MJ, Dr. Conrad Murray, his music, everything like that. We got Lucky Me in the building. He was our featured artist of the night. More than likely, it seems we're going to have to carry this on into the next hour, which will pick back up at 12:30. So if you don't get the chance to speak or ask a question, anything like that, don't worry. Charge your phone up. Refresh your computer screens. Come back on the same number. We pick it right back up also to mix in with the other topic of Ask Black Hour, where, you know, me and the panel, we answer all of your questions the best way that we can. Amanda, so as far as, like I said, never mind his nose and his bleaching of the skin, his hair straightening, none of that. We're talking as the artist. Now, we're talking the person who's been entrusted with the care of this artist. You know what I mean? Got entrusted with his care, ended up giving him too much, what's the medicine, propofol. Now I'm saying causing Michael Jackson to die. Not, like I said, we're not talking about the person or what he did to his face or his body or whatever. We're talking about the person who made all of this great music for over 30 years, he won't make another song now because this guy wanted to give him these extra drugs. Anything else you want to throw in on that or no?
There's a few things I want to throw in. First, as far as your question goes, I'd like to say, who's to say that Michael didn't literally ask for it, as is the case with many, many patients from all walks of life. Yeah, a lot of doctors make it hard, like if you ask for something specifically because you know it works, they won't give it to you. But, you know, as somebody else on the post said, celebrities live by different rules. So who's to say that he wasn't asking for more of said drug? And that's why, and he asked for, like, he got what he asked for, and it ended up killing him. That's the only way I can really answer that question, number one. Number two, I want to go back to the freaks statement. It goes right back to what I was saying about Shades of Grey. There's so many different variances in life, so many different levels of being any type of anything. I mean, not that I'm even sure that anybody listening even remembers me at this point, but I was the chick in high school with blue hair. Now I'm the chick working as a professional photographer, and my hair is normal colors again. You know, like I know how to present a sane and respectable image. It's my opinion, it's part of being an adult, is knowing when to say enough is enough. And when to stop being a child.
Does that mean your phone's dying? Does that
possibly
mean your phone's
dying? My phone got hit with water tonight. Long story.
Oh, that's no good.
But it's a matter of accepting people, like, that there's so many different parts of people. And I said on the post, and I said it again tonight, that I respect his music. The music that he made was good. But what he turned into, I cannot respect.
See, we're not talking about what he turned into. We're keeping it at him as an artist. Like, we're not talking about the man Michael Jackson. We're talking about the artist, the king of pop Michael Jackson. So whatever he did, you know, in his personal life, when he wasn't in the studio
point,
on stage,
his music was great.
It was irrelevant.
Not really, though, because the person that he became influenced the music that he writes, which, I mean, and you can ask any artist, whatever they're going through, that's what's up. That's what they're going to be writing about. That's what their music is going to be about. So the crazier he got, the worse his music got. He was great to a point.
Hold on. So look, you being an artist, do you agree with that recent statement? You being an artist with what she just said, do you agree with that?
Half and half. Like I said, I mean, I'm sticking to, you know, my original statement, but it's half and half. I mean, but like, it's a half, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Hello?
Hello?
We have it seems like there's an extra person. Ed, do you have a three-way call going on?
No, I do not.
All right, look, go ahead.
No, like I was saying, like, I mean, it's pretty much up. You know, it's, like I said, she's set in her ways and stuff like that. And like at the end of the day, it's her opinion. We can't really take that away from her, how she personally feels. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Okay, so you as an artist, like, say if, you know, say you dye your hair or you know, drastically change your appearance, do you think doing that will impact your music as an artist?
Well, like I said, if you didn't notice, I used to do things like that. Remember, I had a big blonde afro. I used to dye my hair, perm my hair, S-curl, you know, all that crazy stuff. I mean, I do it from time to time, depending on the song. Like, if I'm doing a rock song and I got to do a little video, I'll put my braids up into, like, a mohawk or something like that, or it all depends on, like, the song. But I think if I did something crazy, like, I don't know. Say if I did blonde spikes, like right now, it would kind of, people would look at me a little strange, like I got some things going on.
But it wouldn't affect the music because I'm still me. At the end of the day, I'm still lucky. It's just that my parents would look a certain type of way, and either I would gain a different fan base or I would lose. I would lose, like, the hardcore fans that know me for being a certain type of way.
Well, Lucky.
Can I ask
a question
then? Sure, knock yourself out.
It's not necessarily the appearance itself that would inflict your music, but wouldn't it be the reason behind it? Like, if the reason wasn't to match a song, but because something messed up was going on in your head at that point that you decided to go wild out and do whatever, that it would be whatever messed you up in the head that inflicted your music.
Well, I mean, I know personally for me, my parents wouldn't take a toll. It was just the type of music that I would make would take, like, if I'm going through something, I would make a something that's not like me. I would make something crazy or a rocker song or something that's just not me if I'm going through something. But, I mean, for me, my parents wouldn't, I mean, I may gain some weight or something like that, but I wouldn't do nothing too extreme. You know, like, I don't know. Nah, that's
like go and drag.
Yeah, that's a
okay,
that's really a hard question, but the music would change with the mood, not really my appearance.
Exactly. That's the point that I was trying to make. Thank you.
So you're pretty much saying that, you know, because of his life and what was going on in his life at these particular times, it took away from his greatness. So at the end, he was losing his greatness.
I think that what was going on in his head was starting to influence his music in a negative way. I mean, there are Michael Jackson songs that I love. Like, I hear them go on the club, and I'm right out on the dance floor. I'm having a blast. But when it's all said and done, like, and maybe it's just me and my prejudices towards pop. Pop is always supposed to be happy-go-lucky and, you know, kind of virginal and, you know, sweet and perky. Like, when I think of pop, I think perky. When I think of metal and punk, that's when I start to think about the things that are going, like, really wrong in society and what can really be messing up individuals' lives. And maybe it was just for me that his personal style of music didn't quite match with some of the lyrics and some of the moods behind his music. So for me, it started to drop off. I'm not saying that everything that he wrote was absolutely horrible, but at the same time, life came into his music, but not for the better.
Okay. We got about 6 minutes left. Eb, you got something you want to throw in this?
Cool. I'm still trying to figure out where he went wrong with the music. I believe up until the day he died, he made music reflecting things he was going through, like the Earth song and What About Us, highlighting the plight in Ethiopia and so on and so forth like that. But it didn't affect it that much that his music wasn't good. The man hadn't put out an album in a decade, but was about to go on concert and was sold out months before he even put the show together. What does that tell you? That tells you that there are a million people out there who could care less what he did in his personal life and who, in fact, they focus on what was important, which was the music. Now, for you to come out and say you glad he got put down like a dog, that was totally unnecessary. Period. If you had a left handle, you'd have been good.
Let me tell you, sweetheart, I love my dog, and if my dog ever suffered like he did, I would take him to the vet and put him down because I love him.
You're comparing a man to a dog. How are you doing
that? Actually, I think dogs are better than men.
Yeah, okay. See, like I said, this is not the platform for what you got on your mind.
Okay,
there we go.
Okay, we're going to leave that alone. Hold on. We're going to take the next caller coming out of the 917.
Vern,
yeah.
Yo, Vern.
Yeah,
Vern. Vern. Good, my nigga.
John, what's up, man?
Why you lying to BX, nigga? What's up?
And like I said, you know, we got 5 minutes left. What you got to say about it?
You're cutting off, man. What you said?
I feel about who? It is what it is, cuz, you know what I'm saying?
I say, yo, just grab a bottle, grab a blunt, just chill, like, you know what I'm saying? Let bygones be bygones, that's it. Just enjoy your life, every moment of it.
All right. Okay, I realize what that problem was. It seems that John and one of our co-hosts are in the same room.
All in all, we got about four, three minutes left.
All in all, because I'm going to just open up the floor lines, let everybody in to say their piece. So if you want to say something, press one on your phone right now so I can acknowledge you and get you up there, top priority. Like I said, we got 4 or 3 minutes left. We're going to keep going. Stormy, your last bit on the whole Michael Jackson thing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I just wanted to reiterate everything that was said. You know, everything is I'm just happy to be a part of the show and everything, but the comparisons that were made were a little shaky to me. And personally, like, I feel like there should be nothing personal to his music because, you know, everything is exactly what it is. He did his music based off of he felt on the inside, despite what was going on in his life, because every artist that's there has things going on in their life. And we all have to remember that at the end of the day, artists are simply human. They're no different than the rest of us. They put on their pants one leg at a time just like we do. So just keep them in that mindset and respect the fact that, you know, you don't know what they're going through. I've hung around a lot of celebrities, and I can tell you it ain't all peachy keen like we think it is. So just keep respect for them. Respect them as an artist, and don't try to overanalyze the situation. Just take it for what it is, you know. And I want to thank everybody for listening in, and I will be posting something very shortly about tonight's conversation. And take no offense.
Look at this girl. She's still working. Look at her. Still working. Chill out, Stormy. Like I said, thanks a lot. Also, too, like I said, if you guys didn't get a chance to speak, don't worry. We picking this back up at 12:30, so this gives you time to charge your phones up, get another drink, use the bathroom, stretch, all that good stuff, and we coming right back into it. Ed, you got the floor right now.
Well, like I said, it didn't have to go as far as it did. Michael was a person whose music transcended all this bullshit we talking right here or we put up. None of it matters. It's irrelevant. Let's give him the respect that he's due, regardless of whatever we feel he represented or did not represent or misrepresented. His music still deserves that respect.
All right, that's what it is. Jay, what's up?
All right. First of all, I think that any kind of music should be able to affect life and affect change because music is communication. Music is self-expression, and we should always respect the opinions that artists put out there.
I hear the music.
That's one. Now, two, I think everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I would never take that away from anybody. I enjoyed reading your opinions on Facebook. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You guys are great. I love you guys. All right. Now, the comparison to men to dogs and saying that men are worse than dogs, that is what's wrong with America. Right there.
You got to come back for the 12:30 show. You got to get some men in. Yeah, Amanda, you're going to have to defend that one.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I'm sick. I can't stay up that late.
A man to a
Don't
dog.
Worry. Like I said, still rocking with that one. That's what we're doing. That's what it is. Next show,
okay.
12:30, we're going to be carrying that. We're going to carry on into that.
What
are you doing?
So I got to be back at 12:30.
Oh, Nick was saying fucking story.
What's up? I know everybody check out Lucky Me, New City with his hood cooking, the mixtape coming out, his documentary, all that stuff's coming out. Check him out.
ignorant.
We got a couple seconds left in the show.
You I said you can't.
We got a call out of the 518. 518, you are live. What's up? 518. All right, 518, we out here. 563, what's up? You live.
Hey, you know, I'm in the Anthony Gale from Montgomery, Alabama. I'll be back, man.
All right, so 12:30 show you on. Like I said, I want to thank everybody for coming in, coming through, sharing your thoughts, and everything like that. Please, like I said, come back in 12:30. We'll be back, all right? This is the pregame, and I'm out.